Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Today we have Feline, Marianne, Mike. All are active Al-Anon members. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to talk with people whose loved ones experienced a relapse during their recovery. Feline, did your daughter's relapse catch you by surprise, or was it something that you were afraid was going to happen?
I think that I was afraid this was going to happen, but I didn't want to think that. Mm-hmm. My daughter was 16 when I found out that she was drinking, and drinking as an alcoholic would drink. This was a young lady who had grown up in the program and had been in Alateen, and I did not know she drank at all.
Oh.
So she went to treatment. And when she came home from treatment, she stayed gone for a year. And when she came home, we had already talked through this because of our family experiences. We had a contract with her, and we knew, she knew, and we knew what the rules were. And after 1 year of supposedly doing fine, going to meetings, going to college, everything going good for her, she came in one night drinking, and it was a total surprise. But because of our contract we had, she knew, and I knew what had to be done. And she had been told, if you drink again, you cannot live at home with us. And so at 17, at 18, my daughter had come home 17 sober. At 18, she moved out and had to leave home. And it was one of those things, it was one of the hardest decisions I ever made. But now at 33, she tells me it was the best decision I ever made because she went on, she got herself together. She finished college. We have a good relationship. And I don't know that we would have grown that close together if I hadn't been able to stand with what I had said I was going to do. And she says she doesn't know what would have happened to her if I hadn't stuck to my word.
Oh.
I thank you for letting me share.
You bet. And so at 18, she went back out and drank. And you asked her to leave the home. And later she told you that was actually a good experience for her. I mean, it was a learning experience for her. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
It was many years before she told me that. But just a few years ago, she had a friend whose daughter was having problems. And that's when she shared with me that she thought it was what I did and sticking to my word and sticking with my program that made her put her life back together. And she was wishing her friend would do her daughter the same way I had done.
Oh. Thank you very much for sharing that. Marianne, how did Al-Anon help you deal with your son's relapse?
Well, Al-Anon's helped me a lot in dealing with that relapse. What had happened was one day I came home and he was totally oblivious. And things were just way out of line. He ended up having to go to the hospital and get his stomach pumped, and he was in there for a few days. And it was watching that whole experience that made me realize that the slogan, one day at a time, was all I had. And if today my son didn't drink, it was a good day. And if tomorrow he did, then Al-Anon was going to help me through that no matter what, and I would be able to deal with tomorrow's tomorrow, and I definitely was able to deal with today's today. And that's why it's very important for that slogan, one day at a time, for me, because I really realized that that's all I have. And and if he didn't drink today, it's been a really good day. Unfortunately, you know, he did stay clean for a while and sober, and it was amazing, the remarkable change in his personality. I was just flabbergasted by that change in his personality, but he has since that time, this is a number of years ago, he has since that time gone back out drinking. And although he has not done it to the extent that he did then, I think what I have, Al-Anon has really helped me with, is just to work on myself, to you know, to know that I'm not alone. You know, there's so many people that I can reach out to, and Al-Anon certainly has those people in the program that help me to talk about things that are hard to deal with in my life and how to deal with them. My son is, I've had to send him out of the house and get his own place, and then eventually he went out west, and he's since back, but time has, I think, helped him to realize his how to grow up a little bit too, being away from me and letting him be away and not rescuing him every time he needed a new pair of shoes or needed food on the table. I was there to help him to say, hey, look, there's lots of different opportunities and lots of places where you can get these things, you know, churches and food banks and different things like that. I'm more than willing to help him and to help him find recovery, but he hasn't actually got recovery yet. But, you know, the program has definitely helped me to let him go and to love him, even though he still is in the midst of his own disease. And so, you know, I'm really grateful for that.
Can you tell us, Marianne, how old your son was when you first noticed that he had a drinking problem?
Well, he was in grade 9 when he first started drinking and stuff like that. And it escalated over a couple of years in his high school years. And I really knew that there was a problem when he was about 16 years old. And then that's when... it was shortly after that that he had, I came home and this tragic thing had happened.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about your son. Mike, can you relate to what has already been said, or was your experience with your fiancé's relapse a little different than what Marianne and Feline were talking about?
Mine was quite a bit different, but I've had this experience with several people over the years, so I can identify a lot with both of them.
Can you tell us a little bit about what your experience has been with a friend's relapse and how Al-Anon has helped you deal with that?
Well, one of the things that's really helped a lot is sponsorship for me, because I find it seems like if, in the case of my fiancé, even though I had been in the program for quite some time, when it's a different person, it's almost like I have to start over from scratch and really get down to the basics and take a look at my own denial, because it strikes me that the denial in the Al-Anon sometimes is even stronger than the denial in the alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And in my case, she had two teenagers, and both of them were trying to convince me that she was drinking, and I thought they were just trying to break us up. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of at first closing my eyes to some of the behavior and mood changes and stuff, and then finally I had a long talk with my sponsor, and I realized whether she was drinking or not, the behavior was so bizarre that I needed to do something.
Oh. So did you find relief in Al-Anon?
Oh, very definitely. One of the things that my sponsor suggested is that I try to get away for a day or two and just pray about what I needed to do. And I did that. I went down to a real quiet little town and got a motel room and stayed quiet for a couple of days. And then when I came back to Reno, I really knew what I had to do, and I sat down with her and with the kids and said, whether you're drinking or not, it really doesn't make any difference to me any longer. I can't tolerate this, and one of us is going to have to move out. And it became very difficult, however, because the next day we found out she had to have cancer surgery. So we ended up staying together for another 9 months. And it was a very difficult 9 months.
How did the kids do with the way that you handled the situation?
In some ways, they dealt with it fairly well, and in others, they were really upset because they felt like I was kind of dumping her or something, which I wasn't. They weren't willing to go to Alateen, so they didn't understand that I was no longer willing to enable her any longer. And they had some pretty strong resentments for a while.
Sure.
I'm not sure they ever completely got over them.
Well, thanks for explaining your situation. I know that there are listeners now that can put themselves in your position, and they may be struggling with whether or not to, you know, hang in there with the relationship or to really give Al-Anon a chance and try to seek a better life for themselves. Would you offer any kind of suggestions to somebody that might be in that position today?
Well, as hard as it seems, I think it's really, really important to focus on ourselves. The person that has the slip is not the problem. It's how I react to that that's the problem. Really, whether they slip or not is their business, their sobriety. Is in their hands and in God's hands, not mine. So I had to really use the fourth and fifth step and further along in the steps with the help of my sponsor to decide what do I want in this situation and what am I willing to accept. And what am I not willing to accept? And for each of us, we have to come to that in different ways. And going to a lot of meetings and sharing with other people in the program, I in general ways brought up the topic in different meetings and really got a lot of good ideas. But mainly the decision was mine, and I needed to really pray and meditate quite a bit, and then just spend some real quiet time. And what made it doubly difficult, as I say, is that once we found out she had cancer, I said, well, you know, until you're back on your feet, you can stay here. So I had to nurse her back to health again, and it ended up, it was very difficult. And in the process, she was very resentful of me because she was still trying to deny that she was drinking. And she continued that way until she finally moved out 9 months later. And it was about 6 months after that she was finally able to go back to AA and begin her sobriety again.
Okay.
And she ended up having about 3 years sobriety before she ended up passing away from a second bout with cancer. And we ended up becoming really close friends in the process. We didn't get engaged again, but we became very close. And that's all thanks to the program.
You bet. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us, Mike. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about how Al-Anon can help people deal with their loved ones' relapse during recovery. You're invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at alanonfamilygroups.org. Under the topic, just click on Comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on How to Locate a Meeting, or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time 1-888-4-Al-Anon to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.